The province of Nova Scotia is working to make roads smoother and safer with the announcement of $8 million in new equipment. The goal is to modernize the province's road maintenance program with 80 new pieces of equipment that will be spread throughout Nova Scotia. The announcement was made at the Sydney River Public Works Depot by Northside Westmount MLA and Public Works Minister Fred Tilley. Tilley told a crowd of media and Public Works employees about the new equipment.
This will allow us to improve road safety by doing a better job addressing potholes, shoulder maintenance, and vegetation management. The new equipment includes skid steers with asphalt planers, sweepers, and compactors. And I'm telling you that now is not a good time to be a pothole in Nova Scotia.
The province will also use insulated hot boxes to handle asphalt. This will allow crews to mix and transport the heated product to a job site for patching repairs. Each area of the province will also have a dedicated crew assigned to using the pothole and cutting equipment. Sydney Fleet Service Coordinator Dan Wadlaka says the new equipment will keep them busy and could increase the need for workers.
More work for the mechanics. I look after the mechanical branch, right? So this stuff's going to be out on the road moving, so you're going to need more people to look after it and stuff, right? So it's going to be busy. We're busy enough as it is, just trying to keep the winter stuff going, right? So we overhaul the winter stuff over the summer, right? So we'll be looking after this stuff too. Keep it going, keep it running, keep it up, keep it in shape.
Tilley spoke more about his comments on it being a bad time to be a pothole in Nova Scotia.
Well, you know, this gear is amazing new technology that's going to be across this province that will be able to tackle our pothole maintenance in a much more efficient way that will last longer. So instead of the old method of filling the pothole and tamping it down, we'll be able to plane out the hole itself and make the asphalt flatter with the road. So as you know, what happens with potholes, water gets underneath, freezes, pops the pothole, plow comes along, takes it out, or it just deteriorates over time. This will improve the maintenance. It'll improve the durability of the pothole and should last much longer.
He spoke about the current situation surrounding potholes in the province.
Well, I think it's a pretty typical year for potholes. Our weather is changing here in Nova Scotia, as we all know. There's a lot more freeze-thaw, which plays havoc on potholes. We're hopeful that this new equipment will be better able to withstand some of that freeze-thaw and last a bit longer for us.
The province has committed a total of $161 million for asphalt and resurfacing of highways and roads this year, including $26 million for maintenance. There's also funding for staff to operate the new equipment included under the Rural Impact Mitigation Program. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.